This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. A government whistleblower who says his early warnings about coronavirus preparedness were ignored says America's window to get ready for a resurgence is closing. AP's Sagar Meghani reports.
Appearing before a House panel, Dr. Rick Bright says his early virus preparedness concerns were dismissed. Among other things, he's worried about efforts to develop a vaccine.
We need to have a strategy and plan in place now to make sure that we can not only fill that vaccine, make it, distribute it, but administer it in a fair and equitable plan.
The White House has set up Operation Warp Speed to do that. And President Trump is disputing Bright's belief that it'll take longer than a year and a half to develop a vaccine.
I think we're going to have a vaccine by the end of the year. And I think distribution will take place almost simultaneously.
He's calling Bright an angry and disgruntled employee. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Nearly 3 million laid-off workers applied for U.S. unemployment benefits last week as the viral outbreak forced more companies to slash jobs, even though some states have begun to let businesses reopen. In an AP interview, Bankrate.com's Mark Hamrick says the U.S. economy could get a lot worse before it gets better.
We're well above 30 million total new claims for unemployment benefits. We know that the unemployment rate was elevated in the month of April, and there's no relief on that front either.
Roughly 36 million people have now sought jobless aid in just the 2 months since the coronavirus first forced businesses to close. An additional 842,000 people applied for aid last week through a separate program for self-employed and gig workers. All told, the figures point to a job market that's gripped by its worst crisis in decades, and an economy that is sinking into a downturn. This is VOA News. U.S. Senator Richard Burr is stepping aside as chairman of the Senate Intelligence Committee during an investigation of stock trades he made before the sharp market downturn triggered by the coronavirus pandemic. Republican Majority Leader Mitch McConnell said Burr contacted him Thursday morning to inform him of his decision to step aside during the investigation. In a statement, McConnell said that he and Burr agreed that this decision would be in the best interests of the committee. Burr has denied any wrongdoing and said he relied solely on news reports to guide decisions on stock sales, amid reports that he and other senators sold their shares after private briefings on the risk of the coronavirus crisis. Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe lifted a state of emergency in large parts of his country Thursday, but said it would remain in place in Tokyo and Osaka until the novel coronavirus is contained.